Friday, June the 9th, 2017. We are on the second floor, Brooks County Courtroom, Brooks County, Texas. Please, this is an open meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag and to the republic where we stand, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
This is a regular Commissioners' Court meeting. Let's start with roll call.
Gloria Garza, County Commissioner, Precinct 1.
Vincent Vargas, County Commissioner, Precinct 2.
Armando Olivares, Brooks County Commissioner, Precinct 3.
Commissioner Precinct 4 is absent. Brooks County Judge Imelda Barrera, along with County Clerk's Office and the County Auditor's Office. Let us begin with the public comments. Please come forward.
Do I need this?
Yes.
Okay. Good afternoon. If you will recall, several months ago, I came before you to ask you if we could place some of our students in someplace in the county to help them with their instruction called community-based instruction, where they go to school part of the time and then out in the community to work the other part. And I don't know if you've read the facts, but there's a little article there mentioning where some of these students were placed. So this personal note is in regard to that. And it says, "I want to personally thank you for your willing participation. Those steps tired me." So I feel like I'm out of breath. I need to exercise more, I guess. "For your willing participation to allow some of our students to work in your place of business this year. I am confident the experience they gained will be of great benefit when they enter the workforce. So thank you, Judge, Commissioners, and the students were placed in the library. So thank you, Angie. And you'll probably see me again in September."
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else for public comments?
Just want to let you guys know about that we did bring this new sound system in as we, as I came up and talked to you guys about it. One little note, just a reminder, try to get as close as you can. We are going to bring a different mic boom that will come out here so we don't have to do this all the time. It just wasn't available at this moment, so next time I come back, I'll bring it, and it'll just stand, microphone will be right about here at this location so they can read correctly. If you guys got any questions, or if you don't mind just staying for a few minutes afterwards so I can show you and just talk to you about how it all works and what we need to do to keep the feedback from happening. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else for public comments? Okay, moving along. Line item 2, presentation by Celia Salinas.
Good afternoon, everyone. Judge, Commissioners, I'm just here to do a quick presentation on a worksite wellness program that we have with Texas A&M AgriLife. And I did come and I spoke with the county judge a few days ago, and it was in regards to a dinner tonight. And that's going to be a multi-county program for that we want to open up for county employees. Like I said, it's going to be a multi-county, which would be Brooks County. It's going to be Duval County, Jim Wells, and Claybrook Kennedy. And like I said, this is a pilot program that we're going to be doing, and it's focusing with individuals with diabetes. So the menu, the speakers, everything's going to be pretty much wrapped around the idea of diabetes or people with diabetes. And we'll do a presentation. We usually have a chef usually a celebrity chef, and they'll do the actual cooking demonstration along with one of the FCS agents, myself, and then we have two Healthy South Texas agents in Duval County and in Claiborne Kennedy County. And then we have our Healthy South Texas specialist in Jim Moores County. And like I said, I'm here today, and I know we can't take action on it or anything, but I do want to present to the court the dinner tonight, and maybe we can have something for some of the county employees participate in the one we're going to have in Jim Wells on August the 1st. So like I said, this is just some information. I do have some folders for every one of you, for each one of the judge and the commissioners, and it's just going to be giving you some information on some of the AgriLife programs that we have, like Step Up to Scale Down, Dinner Tonight, Walk Across Texas, some information on diabetes. We do have some individuals coming in from the Health Science Center. They were here on the 18th of May, and we had about 41 individuals screened for A1Cs, and about of the 41, over 50% of them were higher than the 6.5 A1C reading. So therefore, on May the 25th, we had about 17 individuals come back from the actual A1C screening, and they participated in the class, and it was from 9 a.m. to about 3:30 p.m., and like I said, it's everything pretty much done as far as carbohydrate intakes, how to use their glucometers, you know, just basic information that they need in order to have a healthy lifestyle once the doctor or, you know, they're diagnosed with the diabetes. And like I said, we also have some information or classes on asthma. So like I said, I'm going to just leave this here with you guys. I hope you guys look at it and kind of like glimpse at it. And like I said, the one that I really want to focus on is the dinner tonight that would be held in Jim Wells. And like I said, it's a multi-county. I would be hoping to take at least 50 individuals. Hopefully they would be county employees, because we do know we have some county employees. And by simply just taking some of these classes and just taking that initiative to do something for themselves, it goes back to our insurance. As you guys, you know, the absenteeism is going to be a lot lower. They're going to be taking care of themselves. You know, there's a lot of information that we can provide for county employees. So that's what I have here for you guys today, and that's pretty much. Do you have any questions or anything? Okay.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to line item 3, which is on our regular agenda. Approve of regular and special commissioners court minutes of May 9th, 2017, May 17th, 2017, and May 22nd, 2017. Were you all able to review those?
Yes.
Any questions?
No.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion here.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Olivares and Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 4, approve of bills and claims.
All right, y'all should have those in front of you. Nothing out of order, but I want to bring your attention to a couple of them. On page number 2, the very second one, we had Brooks County Appraisal District for $28,000. That's our third quarterly payment. That's $28,000, and I want to bring attention to another one that's a lot. On the next page, page number 3, Courtview Justice Solutions, that's our payment plans. That was $16,000. So those two alone are about $44,000. So if you go to the very last page, we'll notice that our total for the general fund is $80,726. So out of that $80,000, two of those bills are $44,000. So otherwise, I wish we won't see those again for the fourth quarter for the appraisal, but the other one will be until next budget year. So grand total of all funds here is $105,632.65. The rest are just regular stuff we go through.
Any questions? No questions?
No.
Okay, do you have a motion to approve the bills and claims?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza. Second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 6, approve auditor's monthly report.
All right, you also should have that in front of you. We noticed here for health use and sales tax money, we received $28,149.86 for the month of May, and I gave you a comparison for the previous months. New employees, we had Elise Veda, County Attorney's Office, hired on 5/15/2017, and Monica Cisneros, Tax Office, hired on 5/16/2017. We had Boston Gloria Road Bridge was terminated on 5/8/2017. Norma Trevino at the County Attorney's Office terminated on 5/11/2017. And Eliana Lopez, dispatcher, resigned on 5/11/2017.
Any questions? A motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second. Second by Vargas. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 5, approve treasurer's monthly report.
Okay, here we go. Money's collected for county officials for May 2017. JP 1, $22,821.46. JP 2, $101,405.54. JP 3, $68,970.76. JP 4, $18,940.84. County clerk, $5,998. District clerk, $14,627. Tax assessor, we don't have that information today. They were out on a seminar for several days, so we'll have those numbers next month. $68,970. Okay, so we'll check on that. That's pretty close, pretty accurate. So total money is $232,763.60. The distribution of monies as follows. General fund, $139,796.78. State fees, $73,463.46. Record preservation, $1,235. House courthouse security fund, $3,377.24. Code and traffic, $2,448.80. Law library, $420. Justice court technology, $3,303.84. Delinquent fees, $8,698.18. Appellate judicial, $20. And those totals equal, once again, to $232,763.60. Other monies received, LCS county share, $36,036. The general fund monies collected were $36,036. Okay, health use sales tax, $28,149.86. So we have an ending balance for May 2017 in the general fund of $163,641.55. The road and bridge, $210,001.70. The health use sales tax fund, $26,392.80. The certificates of deposit with interest earned, we have $1.5 million in CDs. The road and bridge has $750,000 in CDs. And we have another one under the health use sales tax fund, the amount of
$127,508.69.
Any questions?
There's a difference of 311, I think, on GP.
Well, this is the information that they gave me, but we'll compare those records when we get back and make the proper corrections.
Just Do you all want to approve it with a proper correction, or do you want to, I mean, with the difference, or do you want to wait to approve it with a proper corrections?
August, do you have a, what can, how do we navigate through this?
Is that correct, ma'am? Okay. Judge, that's correct on the Parks and Wildlife? There it is. It is correct. All right, motion to approve. Motion by Vargas, second.
Second.
A second by Olivares and Garza. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Line item 7, approved county farmers monthly report.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Do I have one other? It's normally the same thing we do month in, month out, with the exception to reassessing the city on Cibolo Creek between Business 281 and Expressway 281 west of the golf course. We were asked to help out with the motor grader because they have a smaller version of our motor grader. So we helped them out for 2 days. Of course, that didn't come out in the facts. They just said they did it, but it's okay. We don't expect anything. Anyway, creeks were cleaned out for hurricane season also. We cleaned out the Palo Blanco Creek from 285 to 2191. It hadn't been cleaned out in many years. We took out trees and brush, debris, all kinds of stuff from in there. We also went and cleaned out the creek, well, just a bridge, 101 and 107, 207. Which is Witches Creek. We took out parts of cars and leaves and trash. But we got those cleaned out. Hopefully they stay clean. I'll keep my eyes on those. We also, myself, James Frazier, and Rosendo Garcia attended the hurricane conference for 2 days in Robson. And as you all know, we changed the working hours of Roden Bridge on 5:15 from 7:30 to 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 12:30 to 4 p.m. Everything else the same we do month in, month out.
Any questions?
Questions?
We have a motion to approve performance monthly report. Motion by Varga, second.
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 8, approved tax assessor collector's chief deputy's monthly report. You don't have it. She was out on a conference, so we will take no action on that until next month. Line item 9, approved monthly report by Brooks County, which is the JPs, JP 1 through 4. We can come forward. One is not here. Two? JP? Whatever you choose. I mean, but that's what this line item is for. All right. Judge?
The total of my office was $69,281.86. Then there's that $311 that was missing.
So it's $69,970.76. Thank you. Traffic code?
Good afternoon.
Hello.
We did 829 trespasses with 775 citations. Had an authorized littering on FM 754. We couldn't find the owner in 1 and 213. Sheriff Department assists. We assisted them on a domestic call in 303. Assistant County Road 202 with a combative person. Assisted a deputy with a vehicle search. Police Department. We assisted in a fight at the West Side Apartments. Domestic on Travis. Domestic on Maupin. Assisted the Garner Apartments. Assisted PD with intoxicated person on a traffic stop. Also assisted with accidental with traffic control. Other agencies, we assisted Border Patrol on West 285 and also on FM 2191 and a DPS on two traffic stops on 281 and East 285. Other calls, we had a property dispute on trees on fence on County Road 214. We did three funeral assists. Did an MHMR run to Edinburgh with one female. Did a civil standby with JP1's office. Assisted stranded motorist on 281.
Questions?
On that female, who took that female to Edinburgh?
Legally. It was a juvenile female. They need to go to MHMR.
Any questions? Were y'all, no? Were y'all able to review the other reports? Any questions on any other report that wasn't presented? That are in your file, that are in your books? No questions? Do we have a motion to approve line item 9?
Right here.
Motion by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, let's go to line item 17. Discuss and approve on hiring a custodian maintenance temporary help to be paid at $7.50 an hour. Bethel, you want to come forward?
We've had help from workforce, and they've been helping us a lot, and we're able to do a lot more maintenance, a lot of cleaning on the buildings and stuff, and with a part-time. I mean, they're about to leave. Their time's about to expire, so, yeah, I wanted to hire a part-timer so we can continue with doing multiple chores that we need to, that we're behind on. So we wanted to hire, hopefully, a part-timer.
Questions?
Do you already have somebody in mind, or even if put in the paper?
Well, it all depends. Do I need to put it in the paper, or
read up equal opportunities?
You can. I would prefer that you put it in the paper. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We'll go ahead and put it on the facts, I guess, and then we'll go from there.
And he's got money to do it. Okay. Any other questions? Okay. All right. Do I have a motion to approve hiring and advertising to hire someone for custodian maintenance temporary help at $7.50 an hour? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Stay right there.
Thank
you. Line item 13, discuss and approve line item transfer of $3,105.16 from 0150-5206 elevator maintenance to 1205-0510-8107 temporary help in the amount of $2,760 to 1205-0510-8201 Social Security in the amount of $211.14 to 1205-0510-8204 workers' compensation in the amount of $114.98 and to 1205-0510-8205 unemployment insurance in the amount of $19.04. And this is to?
Yes, it's to hire the part-time help.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you very much.
Go to line item 15, discuss and approve on going out for bids for fuel and lubricant for a one-year contract, 7/13/17, to terminate 7/13/18. Mr. Patron?
This is a standard procedure. Our
Any questions?
No.
None?
No.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve? Motion by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares and Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 16, discuss and approve ongoing out for bids for pest control and termite inspection for a one-year contract, beginning 6/22/17 through 6/22/18. Okay. Any questions?
No.
Okay, motion?
Here.
Motion by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Commissioner Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay. Line item 18, discuss and approve request of an increase for part-time positions to go from 7.25 to 8.50 an hour. Judge Donnelly?
I have $4,110. I had put on there $4,938, but it's $4,110. And if my, it would come out to $3,060, and I'd have a surplus of $1,050.
So the money's there. The money's there.
The money's there.
Questions?
None.
Okay. Do you have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you.
Yes. Line item 19, discuss and approve future Justice Court Technology Fund budget expenditures for JP 1, 2, 3, and 4. Who has?
This entails what we do with NOE on record management, where they often come to court court, because sometimes they have trainings out of the court court. So if they can just get any expenditures pre-approved with the okay of the auditor's office, make sure it's a legal expense and that kind of stuff, and we know that's all we're trying to do.
Okay. Questions? None?
None.
Motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Commissioner Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, line item 24, discuss, consider, and act on tax abatement applications of Alexis Solar, LLC, Brandon? Which one are you?
Aaron.
Aaron. Aaron, presented by Aaron.
All right, thank you. Mm-hmm. Judge, Court, I appreciate your time today to discuss a proposal of a solar project south of here in Brooks County. Judge, I don't know if Mr. Westlake was able to get you the breakdown of the financials. I have some copies here, if not.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Bring it just.
Really quickly, before we dive into the numbers, a little bit about who we are and who I am. I'm, once again, Aaron Wilson. I'm the senior developer with Cypress Creek Renewables. We are the second largest solar developer in the nation. We build only solar projects. We actually have some operational assets here in Texas. We have them all across the U.S. Solar is an excellent resource for a place with a lot of sunshine, which we have a lot of sunshine in Texas, so this is a great place for it. We're very excited to develop projects here in Brooks County and all across Texas. Essentially, what we're looking for is we're looking for substations to interconnect into. There are several here in Brooks County, of which this is the first. In addition to that, we're looking to do some very large transmission projects that would be five, six, seven times larger than this. This is the first project that obviously we're proposing here to Brooks County. Very interested in making progress with it. We've been working with AEP, who is the local utility, to get interconnection approval. They are ready to allow us to interconnect this array into their distribution infrastructure. And so the next step that we would request is to create a reinvestment zone so that we could enter into an abatement. The numbers that I put in front of you, essentially there's four brackets of information. The farthest to the left is the current status of what is going on that track from a tax generation standpoint. If you read the county column, that is how much the county is getting off of this track every year. It's $193. You can see the school district's getting 306. It's under an ag exemption. What we would propose is to remove the ag exemption, then it would be taxed for its full commercial value. And we do that, we have to pay a five-year rollback tax, which to the county would be $15,868, and to the school district, that's $24,495. So that's capital that we're paying what would have been paid on this track had it been taxed as full commercial value. The second bracket of information is just the land, the benefit by taking it out of ag. You can see that we went from $193 to the county to $3,003 just by taking land out of ag. And if we move over all the way to the far right, you see the net benefit of the land and the asset being $20,310 a year to the county. The school district would see a bump of $214,232 in year one, which is a significant amount of money for the school district. There's a system in Texas where the state dictates how much money taxable revenue a school gets to keep, either you're a poor district or a rich district. No matter what, this money will not be seen by the state in at least year one. So that's going to be a nice bump to the school district. Should you have any questions about the technology or what we're proposing, feel free to ask me questions.
Any questions to them?
Not at this time.
What?
I have a question on the pilot. It says here in the bottom, it assumes pilot payment of $750 per MW fine 10 years. I'm reading some literature here on this, this attachment, just remember what it's called. And we're assuming that it's going to be $1,750 per installed megawatt. So I imagine y'all are going to install 10 megawatts. Is that right?
That's correct.
And then that's where it gets 10 years for $125. So we're assuming that. So I mean, I don't like the word assumption, they're kind of dangerous. So how possible is that?
So we want to interconnect as much as possible whenever we come to pay land leases, interconnection payments. We want to put on as much as AEP will allow us. They will allow us to only connect 10 megawatts. We can't go above that. If we went above that, we have to go to ERCOT and get approval, which is a very rigorous, long process. So we want to be under 10 megawatts, but we want to get as high as we can. So this is really the optimal situation for us. We would not want to do less, and we cannot do more at this site.
But these numbers are based on the 10 megawatts,
correct? Correct. So this is based on what AEP will allow us to do at this substation.
Any other questions? So you're looking for a 10-year?
That's correct, a 10-year abatement with a 10-year pilot.
Commissioner Precinct 3, this is in your area. What do you, any thoughts, any suggestions, any comments?
Not at this time. I'd have to look it over. It looks like a good opportunity for the county and the precinct, for the county in whole, really, for the school district.
Or nothing to something.
Right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, and this is the beginning of what we want to do with the county. So this is will be the first project.
And I have the county attorney review it. And basically, he said it was, if they wasn't properly done. Yeah.
Yeah, so as this asset depreciates, it depreciates in its value to be taxed. We cannot get any abatements from the school district, from any ISDs in Texas, because of our investment threshold that's not been met. And so the school district will get it taxed for its full value, whereas, you know, for the county, you know, we request an abatement. You guys are getting flipped the right way. You're, you know, you're increasing in value.
Right, which is good.
Right.
Any questions? Any other questions? Any concerns?
How much is it going to cost?
This is about the 12 to 15 million would be our build cost. The great thing about the pilot is it sets that payment, you know, to the county over the full 10-year term of the abatement.
To $1,750?
Yes, correct, per megawatt.
For 10 years?
Correct, for 10 years.
Per megawatt?
Yes, yes, $1,750 per megawatt.
How many individuals will be getting employed? How many?
So there will be about 70 jobs that will be created during construction with one full-time employee to operate the asset once it's operational. So one of the things, I'm glad you brought that up, you know, that we take great pride in is hiring as many local contractors as possible during the construction. For an asset of this size, it can represent between $500,000 to $2 million based on qualified labor that's here in the county. So that's dirt work, electrical work, fencing work, you know, folks who have civil, you know, engineering experience that we could hire. But we are always looking, you know, to hire local individuals during the construction of the asset. So that's another benefit that's not obviously represented on this chart.
Great. David, you had a question?
It is located on 755, just west of Encino. It's very close to the Clichy. Is that a Clichy mine or pit over there? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. But like I said, you know, we're very excited about, you know, the future potential here in Brooks County. So AEP has shown an interest in these projects, which is very important to us because they are the limiting, the gating item for us to be able to build as much as we want. So we're very, very excited about the opportunity to start something with Brooks County.
Did you have something to say up there, sir?
The abatement? No, we're limited by the 312, Chapter 312 by the state of 10 years for this technology.
Just 10 years?
We don't pay anything. They do. They're going to do everything, especially hire people, which is something we need.
Yes, yes. And it makes sense for us. We would much rather have people who are in this area. It's definitely cost competitive for us to do that. Than to bring them from Dallas or something.
I think it's a good thing.
When is this going to start?
That's a great question. Based on this abatement, once we clear this hurdle with the county, we will be looking to begin construction at the end of 2017 with about a six-month construction process. So once we take this land out of ag, then that obviously the rollback tax is paid immediately. And then whenever we have the asset operational, that will be on the tax rolls for that calendar year.
How many acres of land do you need?
So this is about 40 acres. We're actually talking to some of the landowners about increasing the land. So that brings up a good point. You know, we're leasing this land, so we have a long-term lease. We're paying them per acre to lease their land. So if we were to create the reinvestment zone, we would actually need to create one that potentially is larger, so we have some room to grow, you know, and have some wiggle room with the site. So yes, so we use just photovoltaic solar panels, just like you'd have in your garage door opener or gate opener or something like that, just much, much larger. I tell people that you'd have an easier time spotting it from a Google Earth image than you would driving by it. They're very low lying. They don't make any noise. They don't have any emissions. You know, it's really a very intriguing energy generation device, definitely in a place like South Texas where there's lots of sun. So every day the sun comes up, we generate electricity.
Good presentation. Any questions? Do you have a motion to approve the application?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second.
Second.
Second by Olivares. All in favor? Aye. Anyone opposed? Motion approved.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. See you soon. Okay. Line item 25. Discuss, consider, and approve the county participation for construction and construction engineering direct state costs in the amount of $11,000. $420 to be paid no later than June 15, 2017. And this is TxDOT. And this is in reference to Precinct 1. We talked about this, I think, was it the last question? Okay.
No, Well, I think this is the one they want to expedite.
Yes.
Right?
Right. In your precinct?
Yeah, in my precinct.
Yes. The creek, is that correct?
Yes, the creek.
We had already approved this to expedite. I think they had a letting date of 2018 last year. They had a letting date of 2018, but they want to do it like now, which is good. Yeah.
Yes, and the money's there.
And the money's there.
Right. And approve that, my motion.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. What's it called? Laguna? I don't like to say that. But yes. What's the real name?
Yeah.
That's the real name of it? There's not another name?
Burro Lake.
Burro Lake. Burro Lake. Cibolo Creek, yeah. It's got a nice name. Cibolo Creek.
Cibolo Creek.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion. You motion? No? Motion by Commissioner Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved.
Yeah.
Line item 10, discuss and approve line item transfer of $200 from 01305000051 gas and oil expense to 13050005552 out of county travel for Commissioner Precinct 1. Any questions?
No questions.
Do I have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 11, discuss and approve line item transfer of $250 from 01305000005 gas and oil expense to 13050005553 for Commissioner Precinct 3 out of county travel. Questions? Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 12, discuss and approve line item transfer of $500 from 01205063051005 gas and oil expense to 12050603095 04 equipment supplies. Okay. This is for the emergency management. Okay. Any questions? Do you have a motion to approve? Motion by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Olivares, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, line item 14, discuss and approve line item transfer of $1,500 from 12050560-8202 County Medical Insurance, $1,250 from 12050560-5500 Telephone, $2,000 from 12050560-5136 deputies, uniforms, etc. $500 from 12050560-5105 gas and oil expense to 12050560-8101 official payroll in the amount of $1,250 to 12050560-5820 repairs and maintenance vehicle in the amount of $3,500 and to 12050560-5000 office supplies in the amount of $500.
This one, Judge, back to the public No action.
There's a mistake.
Oh, there is? The errors in the official payroll increase, I went through this before court, I said we need to check it, and there's an error there, so we need to change it.
Okay. No action on line item 14. Okay, line item 20. Discuss, consider, and act to... Let me go back to line item. Discuss, consider, and act to deem the 6 palm trees located at the Brooks County Airport as surplus salvage and discuss procedure to excavate the 6 palm trees. Commissioner, precinct 2?
Excavate, that's not taking them out. What do you mean?
Yes.
The people that are going to buy them or us taking them out?
We first have to deem them like their surplus or salvage in order to be in compliance with the local government code.
Okay.
You know, there has to be a reason.
So we can't take them out, though. They have to go and take them out?
No, it would have to be a county.
Well, how
it's fine.
No, they, Von Cosby came to me and told me that somebody was interested in buying those palm trees.
Uh-huh.
And I told them that we had to put them in the facts so everybody could have an opportunity to bid on them.
Uh-huh.
He wanted to buy them right away. I said, no, we can't do that. I got to talk to the other commissioners and see if we can sell them. If they agree to sell them, then you go in surplus and for them to bid on them. That's the way I thought of it. And how are we going to take them out, take them to over there, and then sell them? Exactly.
Well, this is the thing. According to the local government code, that's what needs to be done. We would have to sell them as surplus.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Okay.
Obviously, why can't you sell them as surplus or leave them in the ground?
And then go and take them out.
And the bidding process has the bidding approved for
removing. Exactly. How are we going to remove them?
Because they're going to buy them. So you can't really hurt them.
You would have to put it in your next...
Yeah, the next step.
Yes.
So I think we need to, you know, we need to get permission. We also advertise them here for 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's going to be on the facts. What time and stuff?
So as far as line item 20.
So here are the palm trees you all see.
No, yeah, I've seen them. I went over there.
Somebody went by and wanted to buy one of mine.
Well, then we would just have to deem them as salvage. All right. And of course, the procedure to then would be, let me check it, yes. It would have to be up to whomever purchases them.
Yeah, then okay. I have to say, we have to cover the holes and stuff, not just leave the holes there.
Do I have a motion to approve line item 20 with the palm trees being salvaged? That's the story.
Right here.
Motion by Vargas, second.
Second, I'm sorry.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. And then line item would be the basically the same thing, to sell 21 and 20 are the same. Okay. No action on 21. Same thing. 22, discuss, consider, and act on advertising in the Falcon's tax to sell 6 palm trees located at the Brooks County Airport once we... Yes, once they go through the salvage.
How do you do that? You have to come back to court and do it again?
No, no. Yes. Once August has his sale on the salvage, correct? Right. Do you have a motion to approve?
Right here.
Motion by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Line item 23, discuss, consider, and act on the possible closing of the roadside park located on 755 in Encino. After researching all this, we come to find out that it does belong to the county. And so it is up to you all, to the commissioner's court, to all of us. Well, actually, this was given to us back in 60...
Yeah, but people are throwing the trash there. So.
Okay, my recommendation would be to close it, to tear down the, I think there's a little shed there, and we wouldn't have to service that and maintain it. That would be something else. Because we have that.
The people are still going to throw the trash, that's what I'm trying to say.
I think that once it's closed, like with no access, I mean, if we take everything down, they're not going to throw it. People are going to throw trash regardless, everywhere, anywhere. But I think that once we tear that down, that might be something salvageable that we could use to sell at that little carport, whatever it is.
But, so you just can't give the property back to the
No,
property.
No, no, no. Problem, okay.
It was given to us because they didn't want that. Yeah. Back in 64, I believe, it was given to the county because the state did no longer wanted to take care of it. Yeah. And it so... Do you have a motion to close the roadside park?
Motion.
Motion by Olivares, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, we can do it immediately. As soon as...
Immediately.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Okay, line item 25, discuss, Yes.
I believe that up to Commissioner Precinct 3 needs a permission over there. You take action on that. Okay. You decide. I'll leave that up to you all.
We'll talk about it.
We'll talk about it later. Okay. Line item 26, discuss and approve to authorize professional service procurement for 2017-2018 La Colonia Fund Grant. Any questions? And this is just for the application, correct?
They're going to take care of
everything, yes. Okay. We've done everything. We've already advertised and all that, yes. And now the second phase is the application for the any grants.
Okay.
Motion. Motion by Garza, second?
Second.
Second by Vargas, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Did I go through all of them? Line item 27, do you have a motion to adjourn? Motion by Vargas, second?
Second.
Second by Garza, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion approved. Thank you all for coming.
We have to sign.
No, what about?
We have to sign.